realistic.
It's, I don't know. Looking at you, I might think so.
Yes, well, thank you, but it's that would be almost 300% of my body weight. Mm-hmm. It's not realistic. But if I said, hey, I'm like 400 pounds, you know, in 12 months, it's possible. So it's important to set realistic goals. It's important to forgive yourself when you mess up. If you go on vacation or if you go to a party and say, well, I ate this, you know, I drank a little bit too much. Just tell yourself I had fun. I had a good time. Forget about it and move on.
Yeah.
We're all going to mess up. We're human.
Yeah.
Willpower can only go so far. But I did read something this week.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't normally read?
Not really. I'm just kidding. Well, I actually read quite a bit every week. But do you know the biggest cause of overeating? If you had to take a wild guess. Besides eating high glycemic foods. The number one cause of overeating.
Probably being tired.
Biggest cause is undereating. You know.
Oh, so like undereating throughout the day?
That's right. Causes you to just go ravenous.
Yeah.
Just like an animal at the zoo who hadn't been fed in 2 days. They're going to eat 5-10 pounds of meat, depending on the size of the animal at the sitting. So.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
You know, and I read that. I do like to read a lot of the medical journals, and that was one. This report came from Yale, so that was pretty interesting, and I could see that.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense because I do a lot of times. When I do our health assessment on people, and it's asking them what their current habits and their routines are, a lot of times they say that they can do fine while they're at work. And then they get home and they have no control. So that really does kind of make sense where they're, you know, kind of cutting back and get home and.
Well, I mean, you have your own goals because I can tell weekly you're looking better by the week. You know, you're accomplishing your goals, but you also know yourself, you know, that, hey, I know what my setbacks are. I know what will cause my setbacks.
Yeah.
You know, if I go to the Coleman County Fair, it sure smells good. A gym I work out at, there is a Little Caesars to the left of it and a Mexican restaurant to the right of it. So when I walk in that gym, it smells just like the Coleman County Fair. I'm like, my gosh, the path of least resistance is to that restaurant. It smells good, but
yeah,
you know, I mean, everyone knows their weaknesses. Whether they're trying to quit smoking or trying to get rid of sugar or whatever the case may be, you just got to figure out what that roadblock is and get past it.
Well, too, the thing that's kind of exciting, I think, and it might sound really crazy to people, we are so used to and accustomed to going on a diet, just by saying, I'm on a diet. And then everyone around you is like, oh, you know, they pity you. They feel bad for you. And, you know, I've really reached a point for me where people will come along and they'll say, oh, well, you can't have that. And it's like, no, I could have it. But you know what? I get to eat this way now. I get to eat like this. I don't have to. But I get to, and that is so much more empowering for me, and it just confirms my decision that it's more important for me to be healthy long-term than it is for me to cave in the moment. And yeah, I hear a lot about, well, what about a cheat day? Well, you know, if you could keep it to a meal, that would be great, but why eat 5,000 calories in a day only to be able to wake up the next day and struggle? Because once that's in your system, that kind of changes the dynamic of your consistency that you've had. So that's what it does for me anyway, and so many people in my world.
Oh, I agree. I mean, and to put it in perspective, you know, you do that 5,000 calories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's 3,500 calories on a pound of fat. So that's deterrent number one. Deterrent number two, if you get on the treadmill and walk, say a 15-minute mile, say you're going to do 2 miles, you're going to burn about 240 calories, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to put it, you got to go, okay, I want this, but, and I'm not saying cardio or exercise is punishment, but you got to know, what's the price tag on what I'm about to do?
Yeah.
Is it, you know, this cheesecake, which is a weakness of mine, but I don't eat it. I don't allow it in the house. Mm-hmm. It will go out in the front yard. Okay. You know, because I know that's a roadblock. I will cave, so I stay away from it. SpaghettiOs, that's one thing, but cheesecake is a lot worse.
Yeah.
Loaded in trans fat and sugar and saturated fat, but I'm just know the price tag. Just, you know, when you get into stuff like burpees or running hills, you're going to burn a lot more calories. But when you look at something, you know, I'm not saying, oh, that's 500 calories, don't eat it. Just throughout the day, you know, just divide it up, you know, 200 calories here, 300 here, 250 here, until you get to your, whether you're on an 1800 calorie diet or 22,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just.
Yeah, it just all depends on what you're looking to accomplish for sure. And that's one of the reasons too. And I didn't know this. I really seriously, my whole life grew up believing that if you just exercise enough, everything would work out. But now that I've learned and been educated that it really is that 80% of what we put in our mouth and the 20%, especially when it's in respects to weight loss. Now exercising and the weights and things of that nature, that's super fantastic as a means to maintain your weight and build your body and get stronger and get healthier. But as far as that being the road to reaching that healthy weight, it's fleeting for sure, like you were talking about.
And you know what, people, there is a misconception on people's waist size and how they look. If, you know, you can be healthy and not be thin, or you can be thin and not be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you see someone skinny out there doesn't mean that they're healthy. But I guess my advice to someone like that is, if you want to get healthy, try working from the inside out.
Yeah.
And the outside will eventually follow, like saying, I want my arteries to be clear. I want, you know, I want a good liver. I want good kidneys. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to eat right.
I want my cholesterol normal.
That's right.
And my blood pressure normal.
And that's going to pass along to a thinner waist if you do that. And I'll give you a hint on how critical diet really is, as if you didn't know, but 2 years ago, my entire family went to Disney World and Epcot for the Food and Wine Festival, where each country over in Epcot, and now they have like 35 countries. They have Belgium, they have Ukraine. I mean, you name it, they have it. Used to it was 7 minutes. Well, anyways, every morning I walked 2 miles, okay? Then I lifted weights. And then my phone said that I averaged about anywhere from 6 to 7 miles a day. Well, we stopped at each country and sampled each country's food.
Mm-hmm.
Over that week, I gained 9.5 pounds, despite
all that.
That goes to show you how critical the diet is. And I didn't care.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't go there trying to count calories. I said, I don't care. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah.
And it came off quick because it's mainly sodium retention or water retention and high sodium foods. So, but I'll quit yapping.
No, you're good.
You know, I'm just saying, you know,
it really is. It's just sometimes I think it's hard for people to get across. And I think sometimes that's one reason why people hesitate to get started, because they think that they've got to go and join a gym or else nothing's going to work. And I've just definitely found for me a much easier path of being able to fuel myself, small meals every 2 to 3 mm-hmm. hours. And it's just made all the difference. And I really enjoy too being able to come up with creative ways to make my food super tasty, because that's key. If it wasn't for that, I mean, I'd be gone. I like food just like everybody else, but boy, I sure really like it when it tastes great and I am not craving going crazy, having cravings. And it also, boy, there sure is a real benefit to feeling great, having the energy, feeling like I can do anything I want. We had a Well, we're getting ready to go into break, but I want to talk about this when we come back, just about some of the choices that we don't even really recognize we give up when we're not in a healthy state.
Mm-hmm. So I agree. Totally.
Yeah. So let's talk about that when we come back.
I sure will.
All right. Well, you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station. We'll be right back after the break. Thanks so much.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Hey, welcome back. So one of the things that we were going to continue talking about is there is a cost to be healthy. You know, I hear people all the time, well, it's expensive to eat healthy. Well, a lot of people say that and they really don't know how much more expensive it is. I think that a lot of times they've just heard that, so it gets repeated. And I just kind of want to I want to challenge people to rethink that, and don't let that be your story or your reason why you don't move forward in choosing health for yourself. Because, you know, if the truth is, there's an even bigger cost for disease and sickness. There's a whole lot that goes on with that that doesn't even, that's dollar wise, that doesn't even really take into consideration what you end up missing out on quality and value wise in your health and your life. So I just want to put that out there. We had a great call the other night, this group of people that they're all, you know, all on a health journey, all moving forward. And we started talking about freedom and how health brings freedom to your life. And I really hadn't thought how much my life had been kind of robbed of choices, and really simple choices that I didn't really even take into consideration so much. Like I couldn't just go sit where I wanted to. I couldn't wear exactly what I wanted to. You wouldn't tell that by what I'm sporting tonight and just a crazy t-shirt. But, you know, it's just when you don't have those choices and you're really kind of confined to a world that there's not a lot of freedom when you're living like that.
Well, you know, that's an excellent point, because what's the average copay at a doctor? $35-40.
Mm-hmm.
So you're eating, the first thing that's going to happen if you're eating bad, have a bad diet, it's going to hit your gut.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be going to the doctor, there's $35-40. Then you're going to be going to the pharmacy of your choice. How much more is that? So by the time you weigh in the factors, mm-hmm. you'll be spending more money. On top of that, if someone is overweight or obese or morbidly obese, what's going to happen to their knees and their ankles over time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, and
it's the direction.
It really is. So really, yeah, health food is more expensive, but in the long term, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
It and really that was is. An excellent yeah. point you brought up.
Yeah, it is. And I just really have people challenge that. You know, how much are you currently spending to stay where you are? Because if you're not happy and that's not getting you the results that you want, you know, maybe it's time to take a look at a different path. And obviously it's one of my passions in life, and Chad's too. So you can always just reach out and give us a call, find me on Facebook, whatever, and we'll do a well-being assessment, at least get a good reality check about where you are, and also start to wrap your head around where it is that you want to go, and just know that it's possible. It is very, very possible.
A simple way to know where they're at is go to the gym of your choice, get on the treadmill at a certain speed, and see how high your heart rate goes. That's okay. the easiest way for someone to tell what kind of condition they're in. If
is there like a time frame? Like, is there like 5 minutes and then you take check?
Or I would
because what if it didn't stop?
Well, I would always warm up at a very slow speed and then say, like for instance, I saw a girl on the treadmill. She was overweight. She was going about 3.3 miles an hour. And I was being nosy, and I just sort of looked over, and her heart rate was 162.
Okay.
Going 3.3 miles an hour. So that's equivalent, I can't do math in my head, probably about a 19-minute mile, maybe 18-minute mile.
Mm-hmm.
That's mighty high for that slow speed. Now, if you're going 6 miles an hour, that's one thing. But you can get on the computer and look at these charts, and it'll show by age. I mean, your maximum heart rate is 220 minus your age. That's your maximum heart rate. And then you can go on to calculate your target zone. And so over time, you know, if people will go in there 4 or 5 times a week, say your heart rate goes to 130 at 3.3,
mm-hmm.
then over a course of a few weeks, you're probably going to start seeing it say, hey, it's only 118 now. And that's because the stroke volume is increasing. And all that means is you're getting more blood per beat.
Mm-hmm.
So your heart, so that's all that means, and that means you're more conditioned. Your resting heart rate's a telltale sign as well. If you wake up and it's 110, you got a problem. You know, the books say the average resting heart rate's between 60 and 100, and that's a mighty wide range. I mean, you really want it to be in the 60s or 70s. You don't really want your resting heart rate any higher than that. You know, but some people, I mean, you know, it's genetics too. Some people have a naturally high heart rate, and some are on beta blockers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone knows their own body. So if you're getting there on the treadmill and you're getting out of breath, slow it down by all means.
Yeah.
But that heart rate, that's the, you get in there and it starts racing when you're barely, you know, barely moving, then you need more conditioning.
Okay.
But I would always recommend, and this is most important, to get a physician's clearance if you're suspicious about anything before working out.
Okay, that's great advice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a great idea. Well, we were aiming to have a guest from Wallace State join us tonight and promote their event that they're having next week, and it's called Celebrate Health. And what I'm going to do is I'll just go ahead and briefly tell you guys about it. And it's going to be next Wednesday in the School of Nursing Center. And it's in the Science Conference Center there at Wallace. It's that new nursing building, and it's beautiful. But they have an event going on from 8 to 12, and it's an adult health and wellness fair. And the different things they're going to talk, they're going to cover for you to go around. They have different stations, and it spells out the word celebrate. So the first one is current medication evaluation. And it says, bring your prescribed and over-the-counter medications for evaluation of possible reactions to each other. And then E, for exercise. Move more. Get demonstrations of healthy exercises you can do at home. L is for lifestyle, kind of like what we talk about on this show. Woo! This talks about here, though, smart driving, get vision screenings, eyeglass cleanings, and safe driving tips. E for eating, eat wisely. Get measurements for weight and body mass index and nutritional coaching. B, baseline. Aim for goal. Get readings on blood pressure, heart rate, and blood sugar encouragement or measurement, actually, sorry. Relax. Chill out. Learn deep breathing exercises and stress management techniques. Airway, breathe easy, get information on smoking cessation, oxygen safety, COPD, and nebulizer therapy. T, tell your story. Remember when, receive an autobiographical booklet for telling your story and keep important information close at hand. And then E, for emergencies, staying alive, learn the signs of a heart attack and stroke, when to call 911, and about the Yellow Dot program through the Cullman County Sheriff's Office. You can actually go that day and get registered for that Yellow Dot program. So that's what that's about. And so sorry we didn't have Amy Bertram join us tonight. I'm not quite sure what happened there. Hopefully she's okay. So we got 3 minutes left. We are going to have a spaghetti. It's a mock coconut pie. Redemption.
I actually thought you were going to run a mile in 3 minutes.
Well, hey, I could, but then, you know, that heart rate would be going too fast. But I had made the mock coconut pie last week. It wasn't quite, you know, I made it, brought it. It ended up not turning out like I like it. So I made another one, and we have a big, nice spaghetti squash sitting here. Spaghetti squash is a wonderful vegetable. And if you've never tried it, I highly, highly encourage you. It's so versatile. Hey, you can even make pie out of it. The thing that's really cool about it is that it's low glycemic. It can completely take the place of pasta in your dishes. And, oh my goodness, I even learned how to make a spaghetti squash pad Thai. So like a Thai dish with it. It's excellent. So if you want this recipe, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can find us at Path Changers or Sandy Zapka Seibert on Facebook, and just message me, and I'll get it to you for sure.
You said it was $19.99 plus shipping and handling.
Oh, for a pie? No, these are like $25 for sure. Definitely worth it. All right, Chad, I want you to try and see if you could tell a difference from last week. Because I did. I don't know. I just kind of did something not quite right. So
it's top last week.
It's better.
It is.
I'm telling you. But this is a great way to eat your vegetables, but it's like you're having dessert.
Almost tastes like you sneaked a little rum in here. Did you know?
Well, hey. No, I didn't. But it does have vanilla, some vanilla, so that might be what it is.
That might be what it is.
But it's better, and you could even have a little splash of whipped cream. So this is great, and I'm super excited because the holidays are coming, and I got some great, you know, you shouldn't have to not have dessert, but it sure is great when you can have it, and it can still keep you balanced and keep you moving forward towards your goals. And that's what my goal is to help people do that. So, all right. Well, we're going to go ahead and sign out for the night, but really want to invite everybody Saturday mornings to the Red Door Cafe. We do a Habits of Health study group there. Come join us and come hear about the success that we're having because it's exciting. And then anyone who kind of wants to live a little on the wild side, come join me tomorrow at Brookdale Senior Solutions for a sit-down laughter yoga session at 10:30 in the morning. They would love to have visitors.
Isn't that in Hantsville?
Yeah.
That's why on the right there, right past the funeral home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where you're talking
yep.
about.
So, hey, so you got to come. You got to come join us. All right, you guys have a great week and choose health always. Thanks so much.
Good pie.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com. Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio.
Hey, guys. Let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 2.